Good morning. I'd like to call this committee to order. This is the House Select Committee on COVID-19 Economic Support Working Group. For those of you joining us via WebEx, please remember to mute your mics. This committee is very good about that. So proud of you all for accomplishing this small feat and technology that we've been able to do here. Sergeant at Arms are Marvin Lee, Reggie Seals, Teresa Ferguson, and Nina, is it Lage? Lage. Very good. Thank you all for being here. We have a couple of items on the agenda today to get through our committee. This will probably be the last meeting of the committee, at least while we're in session. Speaker had given us instructions that we could meet, and we have a couple of bills before us to get through. I think they're pretty simple for everybody, either here in the committee room or joining us and playing the home game. And we are broadcasting via YouTube as well. So for those watching at home, this is the economic support meeting. And first up on our agenda, before I start, let me recognize my co-chairs, Representative Howard and Representative Ray. Do you guys have anything to say to the committee this morning? Okay, very good. Well, we'll move right on to the agenda. First up is bill draft. It's the UI program integrity / GDAC funds. And that's Representative Howard is the sponsor. Representative Howard, if you would like to present.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The Department of Employment Security has been doing a yeoman's job trying to get the funds out. And we also know that there's already been an alert from the Secret Service regarding some fraud in the program. And that's going to happen. That's normal. We understand that. But what we're asking for is a $2 million appropriations from the relief fund that will provide the Department of Employment Security with a program that will enhance existing unemployment insurance fraud and compliance alerting capability to prevent and detect cybersecurity attacks on the DES information technology assets and resources during this critical time. It provides DES with already a related program for fraud detection and information reporting. It also has some all the provisions we worked with the program developers and to see if it meets all the criteria that DES said that was necessary. So we're asking for a $2 million appropriations out of the CARES money, and it will have to go to appropriations and then where the appropriations chairman, it washes through, is my understanding. So I'll try to answer any questions. I think we do have some folks here from, I'm not sure we do have anybody here, but yes, we do. We have somebody here that from the department. So I'll be glad to try to answer any questions. It's just better that we get this program in place before we start chasing money. The good thing is that the federal money that's coming down, North Carolina has to try to recapture it. We are not penalized and have to pay it out of our funds, but it's something that's going to be very disruptive to the department to start chasing dollars now. So I know the department has been rather clear on knowing that we expect this to happen, and but when we got the Secret Service alert saying it's already happening, then I think the sooner we put this in place, the better we're going to be. So I'll answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Representative Howard? And if you're on the WebEx, you can identify yourself with your question or send it to our committee clerk. just a moment. Seeing no questions, we have the bill before us by motion by Representative Howard. And this, the motion is to file the bill on behalf of the committee. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
And all those opposed? Seeing none, that does pass. Thank you, Chairman Howard. Chairman Howard and I had some great discussions this morning, so appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. And anybody knows me and Chairman Howard can appreciate that. So next up on the agenda, we've got a bill draft to allow temporary ABAWD time limit waivers, COVID-19. Chairman Ray is running, leading on this bill. Chairman Ray, if you're recognized, present the bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This bill here is through Department of Health and Human Services. The bill draft would allow the Department of Health and Human Services to seek a temporary waiver from the time limits for able-bodied adults without dependents participating in the Food and Nutrition Services Program in response to COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Food and Nutrition Act of 2008 limits the time individuals can receive benefits to 3 months to any within a 36-month period unless the individual meets the standard work requirements or is otherwise exempt. The bill draft would allow Department of Health and Human Services to seek a temporary time limit waiver for the period following the end of the federal public health emergency declaration. The effective date will be for 1 year, July the 1st, 2020, and expires, it will sunset July the 1st, 2021. And DHHS notes that the time limits affects approximately 130,000 current or recent FNS recipients. About 55,000 current FNS recipients will be in danger of losing their food assistance once they hit the term time limit. About 75,000 recent FNS recipients subject to the time limits are no longer in the program. And this basically with the COVID-19, this affects 100 counties and a lot of our citizens. And so I appreciate your support.
Thank you, Chairman Ray. Are there any questions for the chairman? Representative Warren, you recognize.
Yes, Representative Ray, can you explain to me, this is for, first of all, how the determination was made for a full year, and what exactly does that mean in terms of work requirement? I mean, is typically it's what, 80 hours a month? What does that mean over the course of 12 months as we see the state starting to reopen?
Probably get some assistance from staff, if I may.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think someone's on.
Thanks. And manager, if you identify yourself for the committee and you're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is David Locklear. I'm Deputy Director for Economic and Family Services with the Division of Social Services. And I would ask, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing, if the question could be repeated, please.
It's basically two-part. I was wondering how it was determined that it would be extended for a full year, given that the state is reopening. I would anticipate maybe 8 months from now, we would be in a situation where work would be available. But also, the other part of that question was that currently it looks like it requires about 80 hours of work a month for those participating in the program. But what does this bill mean that there would be no work requirement at all for the full duration of the year?
Okay, so yes, sir, I'll answer your first question. Typically, USDA approves a waiver for a 12-month period, so that would be the reason for the 1 year. We would request, with the approval, we would request a waiver from USDA. It's typically about a 90-day turnaround for us to receive an approval or denial from USDA, and then that waiver would be typically implemented for a 12-month period. In regards to the work hours, individuals that are considered an ABOD or able-bodied adult without dependents, if they are working at least 20 hours per week or an average of 80 hours per month, and they're receiving food and nutrition services, they would be allowed to continue to receive without the waiver if they're meeting those work requirements. But with the waiver, it does waive the 80 hours per month work requirement. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any other questions for the sponsor? Representative Kidwell.
It's probably a very similar question. I'm concerned that we're going to program in starting July 20th or July 1st, 2020, which I think we're all very hopeful we'll be returning to some sense of normalcy by then. I'm not seeing the need to do this as we move forward and get back to life. So it doesn't make sense to me at this point.
All right, Chairman, appreciate the comment. Any others wishing recognition? And do mute your mic if we're getting some feedback. If you don't do that, we'll mute you here at the desk. So we will silence you if you can't. So any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none.
I'd just like to thank you for consideration, because this is a very unique situation. A lot of people are in assistance that never thought they would need to be in assistance. And hopefully our individuals can get back as soon as possible to work and get back to normalcy. But right now we're in a unique situation, and I appreciate your consideration because it's something that someone really doesn't want to ask for assistance, and they need it sometimes. And sometimes they need a little push, but they don't need to stay on it forever. But again, I appreciate your consideration. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, Chairman Ray. And I do believe that Chairman Howard has a motion regarding this bill draft and the prior. Chairman Howard, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. For the purpose of expediting both of these provisions, it's our request, Representative Ray and I, that we combine these two bills together and file them as one bill opposed to two separate entities. And that would be our expectation. Once you get a vote on the second bill, then that would be our motion that we try to combine the two.
You've heard the motion. Does anyone have any questions about the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, with the motion to combine the two, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed, like sign.
No.
The motion does pass, and the bills will be combined and filed. Next up on our agenda, we have a bill draft for satellite broadband grants. We've got Travis. I'm sorry, is someone seeking recognition?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. I understood you to say that if the second bill passed, then you were going to do the motion on combining them. We didn't vote on the second.
That's not what I said, but that might have been the motion. So if I was incorrect, I apologize. We can make it incredibly complicated and go back and redo that. So going back, Chair's going to go back to, because I think it will matter. Chair will go back to the prior bill draft, which is number 3 on your agenda. And Chair, the motion is for approval of that bill draft. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, like sign.
No.
Hearing just two no's, I want to give everyone a chance on the WebEx. Anyone else opposed? Seeing none, the motion does carry. Now, Representative Howard, and the bill draft can be filed as such. It's approved by the committee, or we can recognize Chairman Howard once more. And your motion, my dear, is to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our motion, and Representative Ray and I have talked about this, and we just felt that it would expedite everything if we could just combine those two policy pieces and file under one bill. And it will be just the first draft and then the second draft, and they'll be exactly what you see in the drafts this morning, but just under one cover.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, like sign.
No.
Chair knows that there were two noes. Anyone on WebEx like to weigh in? Seeing none, opinion of the chair, the motion passes and the bills will be combined and filed.
Thank you.
Chair, thanks committee and appreciate your tolerance and make sure that we had everything correct. Next up on our agenda is number four, bill draft satellite broadband grants. And the chair is a sponsor of that bill draft. He will recognize staff and anyone else that would like to comment, but first we'll have staff explain. We've got Travis Allen from Fiscal Research Division and Matthew Meinig from Bill Drafting Division. Either one of those gentlemen would like to give a brief overview of the bill.
All right, kick it.
This program, this bill, our proposal will create a program similar to the growing rural economies with access to technology program, the rural broadband program. Provide grants for equipment related to satellite-based broadband and appropriates $2,500,000 for those grants.
Thank you, Chair. Appreciate such explanation. Chair will just comment, and two of my co-sponsors are in the room. Either of you would like to comment on the bill? Representative Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everyone knows how important internet is and broadband across North Carolina, and with COVID-19, with the situation that our students and also our college students and people working from home, it got pushed upon them that they had to actually, work from home. And some people didn't have broadband. So I think I'd like to thank Chairman Singh for your vision, and Brendan and other sponsors for the vision of trying to move forward, because this is a continuous thing that, especially in rural North Carolina, we are struggling desperately for internet capability and opportunities, and especially pricing. So I appreciate your vision, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to the support.
Representative Jones.
Am I fine here, Mr. Chairman?
You're fine.
I'd like to say, Chairman Ray,
being from a very, very rural area that's now children at home trying to do their homework, I think this is going to make great strides. I appreciate the chairman taking the lead on this and working with us in the rural areas. I think this is a wonderful step in the right direction to do things a lot quicker than maybe the traditional way of looking at things. So I do encourage your support on the passage of this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to comment on the bill draft? Representative Warren.
Thank you for recognizing me.
You're hiding behind the mask there. It's like recognizing a bendito. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that if there's anything we've learned from this whole pandemic thing, is where there is a need for action that's legitimately been pointed out because of the pandemic. And one of them is the necessity for getting broadband out to the rural areas. I think it's all we've always recognized as being critical for economic development and for education, and this is a great step forward, and I want to commend you for bringing that forward and certainly going to support it.
Thank you, Representative Warren. Chair, will just add that as a brief explanation in terms of the technology, now that there are several companies that are now providing services with low latency, meaning low lag time. If you're a gamer, you understand that. If you've got a child or a grandchild that is online and they complain about lagging in a game. But the low latency means that you get much quicker speeds from satellite than maybe traditionally over the last two decades, where there was always satellite internet, but it did have a lot of latency. So these low orbit satellites that are already in space, they're being launched. I think there's a launch today, as a matter of fact. They're already out there. SpaceX is one provider. I think Dish Network is doing something very similar. So it doesn't favor one company over the other, but it does address it, at least how we can make a clear pathway to provide more service from these companies who are doing this in North Carolina. And it does solve, at least to a degree, the rural issue of where when you're much further out from maybe the next customer, when you're running line, it's incredibly expensive. So this may be at least part of the solution that we seek to make sure that everyone's connected. So Chair, appreciate your support of the bill. And I think it will deliver some pretty quick results. I know that Dish is already up with theirs, and that SpaceX or Starlink is one of the other ones, and they're launching, I think, their home service early in 2021. So hopefully these things will get to us pretty quickly and at a price point that's comparable to current providers, current traditional providers. So anyway, that is an explanation. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Chair would ask for approval of the bill draft. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion does pass, and the Chair thanks the committee. That ends our work today in the committee. I'd like to recognize Representative Dixon. Would you like to be recognized?
Different subject, just to get a question out there for future reference. I had sent you an email and Representative Howard an email with the question, and I can follow up with staff later, whether or not North Carolina has a form that I think is in some places is titled refusal to work, which is relative to unemployment. And I understand that this form, if an employer says, okay, we're going back to work, we meet the regulations and the standards set forth on the social distances, et cetera, and do we have that refusal to return to work form that the employer is eligible to say he talked with employee X and they're refusing to come back to work?
Okay. Chair understands the question. Representative Howard, do you know the answer to that?
I'll try to answer it. Yes, we do have said form, but there's some glitches with it for the simple fact that people can say that I'm afraid to return to work because I live in the house with elderly parents or small children. So it's one of the things that the department is trying to continue to work through, Jimmy.
Thanks, sir. Any other discussion before the committee, before we close? Seeing none, I will recognize my co-chairs, but for me, it's been a pleasure to co-chair this committee with my co-chairs. They've been great to work with, and I think this committee has accomplished a lot during this crisis and making sure that we were ready when we came to session. So the Chair thanks every member of the committee. We've worked very well together in a bipartisan fashion. We've had great discussions, great commentary, and we were the first to have our WebEx meetings. And I think we've executed that quite well. Chairman Howard.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. I concur with everything that you said. We have produced some good legislation, and we're ready when we come into the committee. So it's been a good experience for us to work together and to make North Carolina a better place. Thank you, Ms. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman Howard. Chairman Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's been an honor and privilege to serve with Jason and Julia and the committee members here. We all come from different parts of the state, and this has truly been a blessing to me. And I've been here since 2005, and it's just been a working together works is our philosophy from our community. And that's what I try to stress, and transparency. And I think, you know, we jumped out front to let individuals know the situation, what was going on. It was kind of unbeknown, and we hit the ground running from our home communities and listening to our people. And we had public comments, and we gave everybody transparency. And we introduced legislation that was put out publicly, and then we let it lie upon the table for about a week and have discussion. So I'd like to thank all the committee members and all the members of working together. And the bipartisanship has truly been a blessing, because, again, you know, we're one North Carolina, and we can still have differences, but we still need to work for mankind and for the betterment of our state. So thank you for letting me have an opportunity to serve with you all.
Thank you, Chairman Ray and Chairman Howard and members of the committee. Thank y'all. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, we stand adjourned. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. What was that? Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm saying I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So,